Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
Gentlemen across the nation, I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the ultrasphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Featuring new cutting-edge design and next-generation dual skin-safe blade heads for different shaves. It's pretty much a spaceship to take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. High tech for low places, Manscaped. So we've been using this product. It's like our favorite product. All of our listeners probably heard this ad before. For all the new ones, you got to get with Manscaped. Every man knows how scary it is when going for a close shave below the waist. Like you get a nick down there and it's trouble. Ouch. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. I'm lucky to be one of the first to try the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. And say it's a game changer is an understatement. This fifth generation trimmer features two next gen interchangeable skin safe blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish whenever your heart desires. No more wet shaving down there? Count me in. This bad boy also features dual LED spotlights to provide contrast of multiple skin tones so you can shed some light on your darkest places. We're talking three light setting combos for all your desired lengths, and oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Use it in the shower or the bathtub. Manscaped has you covered. This puppy comes with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. Right? So, We can't describe how cool this product is and what they give you. It's very modern looking, fair price. You know, this right here is on the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. You got to try this product. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100manscaped.com. That's 20% off. If you're spending $100 on something, $20 is a pretty good chunk of change discount, right? So that's 20% off with free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Your balls have been through enough. Time to go ultra with Manscaped.
Now, as you said, we've been with Manscaped for a while. They stay on K100 because our listeners have come through and have purchased some of the products. What isn't in the copy or we haven't said is that the K100 code, 20% off and free shipping, is like in perpetuity. So a lot of guys subscribe and then get their monthly spray and monthly blades and whatever they subscribe to. But every time your order comes with your subscription, you get the same 20% off and the same free shipping.
Right. And the great thing about this, everything they do is high quality. They also have a really good deodorant, you know, a shampoo, a body wash. The trimmer itself, the 5.0, is incredible because it's already the fifth generation. Like, it's almost like every year they come out with something new and better. Mm-hmm. And believe me, this is great because you don't just use it for your nether regions. You can use it on your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your face, your chest, your hair. You know, get two of them so you can, you know. And it's a great product. Stay clean. Stay groomed. All at manscaped.com. Boom.
Conan, you ready for some sports?
Yeah.
All right. So let's discuss, because we have a preview here. What were your thoughts? Conan, while you were gone, we did sports and I gave my theory. And I had a theory that you should bet Alabama to win the whole thing because they were going to be getting all the calls because it's a fix. The fix is in. And they didn't want to make the committee look like they got it wrong. Okay.
Right.
Not a bad theory, but I ended up betting Michigan. Thank God.
Right.
But both of those games, very intriguing. Michigan went over. They definitely looked like the better team. Washington got out to a big lead and they almost blew it. The other team came roaring back. Did you watch both the games? What'd you think? Those are pretty
very good games. One went into overtime, you know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have run the ball down the middle. I think they knew that it was coming and it was. But anyways, I'm a Pac-12 guy, bro. I liked all the teams from Pac-12 this year, you know. So right. I'm going to ride with Washington.
Okay, they're getting 4.5 points. So you would take Washington plus 4.5 points?
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of like Michigan, to be honest with you. I don't know what I'm going to play, but Washington has beaten more top 25 teams than anybody this year. I think they've been like 7 or 8 top 25 teams. Yeah. So they're in a tough conference.
They're in a tough conference.
Yeah, with good quarterbacks.
So. Right, with great quarterbacks. So I'm going to go with I'm riding with Washington.
You know what's funny? Before the Michigan Alabama game, the whole scandal of Michigan with the stealing the filming the signs and stuff, anything, right?
Right.
Bro, it had everybody so paranoid, okay, that Saban did not want his players using the team gives you iPads that has like play and stuff. He didn't want them using their iPads because he thought that maybe Michigan might have been hacking into the iPads. How hysterical is that? Yeah. I mean, that's a win right there. If you got that other team so messed up in the head that you're thinking that like that's the levels of cheating that you're going through, you know?
Could be.
Oh boy. Well, let's get to the NFL. We're down to the nitty gritty last week, and remember how Tommy DeVito was like the thing, and they were calling it was like Lynn's Sanity and like DeVito. Bro, now it's like me and my friends text each other. We call it the Joe Flacco experience. Bro, Joe Flacco's lighting everybody up like 300 yards every game. It's like in our fantasy football league, he's played five games, but points per game, he's the number one quarterback in our league right now. Like he's the number one quarterback in fantasy football.
He did. He had four straight games where he threw over 300 yards.
Yeah.
And bro, here's the thing. He's like their fourth string quarterback because with Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. DTR, right? Who was the other guy before him?
PJ Walker. They cut PJ Walker because Flacco's turned out so good. Right. Yeah, crazy.
And he's almost 40. Yeah.
Well,
good defense too. Yeah.
They got a good defense. He's got an arm. Okay. He's always had a good arm. And they have a good offensive line. So he's not like under a lot. He was a 40-year-old guy. He's not under a lot of duress back there. He's kind of comfortable back there throwing the ball. It's like you don't want to. You think like a 40-year-old guy playing under older quarterbacks that have shitty lines. They kind of get scared. You don't want to get hit at that age. Get pummeled. But
it helps because they don't have a running game. This is almost what the Jets expected to be like this year. If Aaron Rodgers would have been okay.
Right. Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mothug South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. Very potent, like THC on steroids.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Like super potency. And has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's getblitze.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it. Incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is get blitzed. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill. It's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot. Like,
Wow.
It's hardcore. No,
not really. It's just like a quick little, quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah. Right, I like to mix it. Right. How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but the Get Blitzed, I've already ordered my second bottle. Like, it's
it's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda and, you know, you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game or you know, even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill. And I wound up doing it like a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com. That's GET-BLITZED.com. And use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. Getblitz.com.
So now we're going to the last week, too, by the way. So what did you think of the shenanigans at the end of the Cowboys-Lions game?
They got hosed big time, bro. I thought they got hosed big time.
Well, the funniest thing about it is nobody really followed up. So here's the thing. So they went for the 2-point conversion. They're running a trick play.
This is the Dallas-Detroit game.
Yeah, Dallas-Detroit game. Okay. And bro, there's like everybody had the videos on Twitter. You literally have the video of Jared Goff telling that lineman, "Hey, go report to the ref." Right.
Right.
He goes and reports to the ref. The other guy is running in from the sidelines to go over the ref, and they said they were trying to create some distraction. But he reports to the ref. On video, you literally see the ref looking right at him and nodding, and then going over and telling the other team, bro, the referee probably just, hey, you know, like sometimes if you see something, you just go and you just forget the numbers, and then you just repeat the last one you saw. He probably told the guys the wrong number. So they throw the flag, says that this guy didn't. The guy obviously reported, but the other guy didn't, and the other guy, and that was corroborated by the players. They said I reported, and the other guy said I didn't, you know, and that was true. You can see by the visual evidence. But it was funny that the league still kind of spun it like they did something wrong afterwards. Did you hear that? Like they said that you got to be clear.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, well, how much more clear can we be? The guy looked right at me and nodded his head. It's like the referee.
Well, they don't want to,
you know. Of course not.
Right. They don't want to. Right. So, and just take it on the chin. We all make mistakes. You know, that was a bad, really bad look. They should have reversed it. They got hosed. They'll probably meet again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
Detroit's
right.
For real. Detroit's for real. That's for damn. And the guy's got a pair of balls on him. He don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah. Right. So, couple other interesting things from last weekend. Two things: is the Eagles are in a free for all. Joe,
they've lost like four in a row. They started 10-1, didn't they?
Yeah. They were on fire.
Things are not good. You know, having a lot of friends in the area, you watch not only the team go into a free fall, but you watch your friends personally go into a free fall as the game goes on, which I am amused by. So, but yeah, no, it's a mess, and I don't think there's much hope amongst the fans right now.
They got outscored 29-10 the second half against the Cardinals and lost at home. And now they have to, they really have no shot at winning the division because the Dallas is playing at Washington this weekend. They're like 13-point favorites,
that was the Christmas game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I almost bought tickets for my brother. I was almost there and I'm so glad I didn't, dude. That would have been miserable.
So two other things I want to talk about here. The Ravens and Miami Dolphins, Conan, what was your opinion of what happened in that game?
We've got eaten up. Injuries. I mean, you know, fucking Tyreek Hill, Chubb. I mean, yeah.
Waddle was out. Mostert was out.
Mostert.
No, they're just no good on the road. They're just a completely different team at home.
Yeah, terrible road team.
Another interesting team.
And now they got to play Buffalo, right? The last game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Is it at Miami?
It's at Miami, but they've still got injury problems. And Tyreek Hill, you don't know where his head's going to be because his house just got almost burnt down.
Right.
You know?
By his kid or something, yeah.
Another interesting team here. The Steelers with Mason Rudolph look like a competent offense right now. Their offense was terrible all year. Now their offense looks good, and this could be a sneaky team if they sneak into the playoffs here. And they got like a 26% chance of getting in. They need help.
They're playing a very hot Baltimore team, right?
But Baltimore sitting the Lamar Jackson and some of their starters.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They're favored in that game. The Steelers are at Baltimore. So, so this week, there's so many games. I think there's only two games that don't have any playoff implications: the Raiders in Denver And what's the other one? Browns and Bengals doesn't, because the Browns are already got their spot. Jets and Patriots means nothing. And except, of course, it might be possibly Bill Belichick's last game ever coaching.
What so, you do you know think? That,
no, but I would think they're going to play. The players might play like it, you know? So, yeah, bro, I don't even know what to tell you here. There's so many playoff implications, but the main game, it's very interesting. I think if Pittsburgh wins, all right, that Buffalo not only has to win that game to win the division, but they have to win that game to make the playoffs. Like, I really? Think they can get bumped. Yeah, yes. They
yeah, I think you're right. You're right. Buffalo you are right.
Right. Yeah. So that's gonna be an unbelievable potential for a do or die situation. It'd be a little bit different because neither team is gonna get a first round bye because Baltimore's got the first round bye.
Baltimore got that. Yeah.
Right. So everybody's gonna be playing next week, and this is like one of those weekends where like you're watching the games, and at halftime you're looking at the scoreboard, and some of the teams just might be resting their starters because they know they're making the playoffs and they have to play next week. So it's gonna be weird, but it could be very exciting where everybody's like, you know, going all out. I mean, that's the main game that means the most is the Buffalo Miami. Also the what do you call it? This game here between Houston and Tennessee is basically a win and you're in. Like you're going to make the right. play. You make the playoffs if you win the game. You can actually win the division if you make the game. Win the game. Because if Jacksonville loses, but they're playing Tennessee, they should beat them. But But yeah, bro, there's just a bunch. It's like a million different playoff implications. I think it'll be very interesting. What do you think? Who do you like in the Miami Buffalo game?
Give me. I can't ever go against the Dolphins, bro. You know,
right?
So yeah, I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. I don't know how they're gonna win.
All right, let me give you some scenarios here. You got the Buccaneers at the Panthers. If they win the division. Okay.
Right.
You have the Falcons and the Saints. One of
the
them
Falcons
can make
still have a.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, the Falcons still have a chance, right?
If the Falcons beat the Saints and the Panthers beat the Buccaneers, the Falcons will win that division and will be hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh. How great would that be, right?
That's tremendous.
So that's a weird thing. The Lions got really nothing to play for. They got their spot. Well, they do, but they can't really. They got like the number three seed locked up. Jags and Tennessee, and then the Titans, Houston. If Jags lose, the winner of the Titans, Houston game wins that division.
Is Lawrence playing?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
No.
And I think everything else is just jockeying for position. Nobody else. I don't think any of these other teams can get eliminated from playoff contention that were supposed to be there. But who do you like in that Buffalo? Oh, you like Miami.
Who's your early favorite for the Super Bowl? One team each. Right now, how teams are looking.
But Baltimore and San Francisco. So it's an easy pick, but it's just the top two teams in each conference. I still like both of them. They look like the class of their conference because it looks like, bro, this is going to be one of the first years, barring a miracle, that first time ever that Patrick Mahomes will probably be going on the road to play a playoff game in the second round. How crazy is that? Right. It'll be interesting to see how he does because he's had an underwhelming year this year because all those guys can't catch the ball, you know?
Bro, can you believe what bad luck his team leads the league in drop passes.
Yeah. And terrible drop passes. Feel like right in the guy's
hand. Yeah. Incredible. All right. So that's been your sports. If you got any questions, comments, send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Correct, Joe?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Boom.
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12. You. Right. Well, for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat burning experience and to be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff, everything, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off, a little bit of exercise, keep the diet clean. legacy subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TETS X9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice, and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous. And sleep's better, and it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds, you don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt, you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right, so, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.